Brother Ward, when I told him I had something on my mind today, he said, well, at least I know you'll be praying for him for the service. Is he right about that? But I've had this subject on my mind, or something just kind of caught my eye a few weeks ago. And given the events of yesterday and the attempted assassination of President Trump, it just comes to my mind how needful this message might be for people, and I just wanted to express it, and it was a comfort to me. So I just wanted to talk about this, and the gist of it, I want to kind of center the thing that I noticed around the prophet Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah was a prophet sent to the kingdom of Judah, and this was at a time of great turmoil in the country, of war, of a time when Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, I'll go real quickly. I think most of us know that there was an Egyptian captivity, and the Lord gave the law to Moses, and he said, are you going to follow the law, or I'm going to bring great judgments upon you? And the Lord forbore for many hundreds of years of the sinfulness of Israel and Judah, and Israel was taken away as a kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar came against Jerusalem and took it, and took away the king and all the golden vessels and all the things. Well, 3 years later or something like that, the king that he put in charge rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar came back. So Jeremiah was sent by God into a situation that was just very difficult for the country. And he had some very difficult words that they didn't want to hear. And he's a major prophet, and he pronounces a lot of judgments on Israel and on the other countries that God has said, this comes from the mouth of God, that I'm going to do this. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to do this. But he tells Jeremiah that he is a prophet who came, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days, this is the first chapter of Jeremiah, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It also came in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, under the captivity and carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. So he took him away captive. And the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And so this is the situation where he went. The word of the Lord was basically to him that he was to go to tell everybody that was in Jerusalem. They were besieged by the king outside the gate at a time of war. His message was to them, give up and go over to the enemy, basically, and there's going to be your warfare. But God gave him every word to say. This wasn't out of Jeremiah's head, not one word of it. And so he went to the king, he went to the prince, he stood in the gates, he told them all, and they wanted to kill him for it. He suffered great persecution and was put in a dungeon, and they threatened his life, but over and over, God kept sending him, and God kept delivering him. And this is a time, you know, when peace is a big thing in the Bible, and it's a thing that every believer seeks after, and we ought to seek for peace. And nothing we do should be through strife or vainglory, it says in the church. And peace is a big theme of the Bible, and many things that are concerning peace, and that's what we all seek for. And the confusion and the wickedness in high places, the Bible tells us, is where our warfare is against, not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And that's what we have to contend with. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, the Bible says. But during the captivity, when the Jews were taken the first time by Nebuchadnezzar, many people were carried into Babylon at that time. And the Lord told Jeremiah to write a letter to the captives that were in Babylon. And in the 29th chapter, he reads the letter to them. And Jeremiah also was in big trouble over this letter. They didn't like this letter. The people that were still back in Jerusalem and in Judah. And in the 29th chapter in the 4th verse, it says, the letter says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that were carried away captives, to whom I have caused to be carried away captive, from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruits thereof. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters husbands to husbands, that they may have set bare sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city," "whither I have carried you to be carried away captives, and pray to the Lord for it." And so this may seem elementary, but it's not to me. My soul gets upset about things, and you know, if you were to tell me, this is all in the same sentence, so it's pretty easy to see. But if you were to tell me, seek the peace, my thought would be, well, what do you want me to do, Lord? I mean, am I supposed to be a advocate or a person out there on the ground carrying a sign or whatnot? But he says, pray to the Lord for it. Seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken unto your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. So it's said over and over that these false prophets, I didn't even mention that, not only was Jeremiah having one message, there was these false prophets that had another message. And they were saying, everything's going to be fine. You know, they were saying what the Lord calls peace, where there is no peace. And that's not good. Sometimes there's peace, sometimes there's times of war. But right here it tells us what we can do is pray to the Lord for peace. And it's kind of famous in my mind, and maybe in the Jewish heritage, in the 122nd Psalm. It says, there used to be an old Jewish man who was a Christian, and he loved this saying, and he quoted it often. It's very comes to my mind a lot, where he said, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem." And I imagine that was a big theme. And I think that man meant by pray for the peace of Jerusalem, I think he meant the actual place, you know. And there was a time when God had chosen Jerusalem for his, to put his name there. In the 122nd Psalm, is a beautiful psalm. And I don't think I'm going to go and read it, even though it's pretty short. But anyway, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I think he meant the actual city. But we pray for the Jerusalem that we have, that comes down from heaven. And we can be a part of that. We pray for that peace. And but I just want to urge everybody, you know, to pray for the and also I want to say that in 1 Timothy, the young minister Timothy, Paul admonishes him to pray for leaders and all in authority, that they might have peace, that we might have peace. So the answer, I love sermons on prayer, and I could never hear enough of that. But I just want to seek the peace and kind of give unto you the peace that this verse is given unto me, that we should be praying for peace. We should be praying for the peace of this church. We should be praying for our pastor. We should praying for the peace of our cities and for our country, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the church. And I just wanted to share this with you as a way of opening for Brother Ward, but it seemed like a timely message, so